booking agents, promoters, and managers. All this on the new Recording Artist Hub. Seem like a short bet for you as a new artist. Or maybe you might want to go with a talent agency. But a booking agent, when you have a booking agent, don't expect to receive all the attention from them, like if they're your parents or something. Why? Because they might also have another 50 to 100 artists or bands. Divided by groups of agents. Though one thing is for sure, if he is working with you, if he or she is working with you, it is because he or she understands your genre. Pros. Agents handle the day-to-day negotiations and operations of touring or any live events, appearances that any artist makes. They handle negotiating and festival buyers and club buyers. What I mean by that is the promoter calls in to your agent, your booking agent, and tells him he wants you to play in his club or in his festival. And your agent takes care of that while you stay creative. Just stay creative. That's all you want to do. You want to stay creative? Keep on making music. Let him take care of that. No. Agents do not promote the show because that's what a promoter does or the company in charge of the concert venue. They will negotiate an advertising budget, but they will not be on the streets handling out flyers for your show. Okay, yeah, and I'm reading this because I wrote this down, and this is a good point that we need to get across so you guys understand. An agent is more behind the scenes before the event gets announced. The tools an agent uses is your history. Where has your shows been? Location, type of audience, type of venue, size, that kind of stuff. Location for you to negotiate better offers for you. After a show is booked, an agent helps the promoter with photos, artist pics, videos, social media links. Now that's what an agent does. A manager is plain and simple. He does all that. Plus, he only works with you. And why he only works with you? Because you're generating enough cash flow to pay his bill. Now, the agent works with a lot of people, the booking agent, with a lot of artists and bands. Sometimes they even work for a company. The promoter is the guy who's looking for artists to perform at a show. He's the guy in charge of the whole venue. He pays for the stage, he pays for the lights, he pays for the sound, he pays for the artist, and he gets the money from the tickets, he gets the money from the concession stands, he gets a lot of the merch money also. Now you guys gotta work that out, that merch. Now, talent agencies, are they worth it? Well, you know what? As a new artist, that might just want to be your first step. A talent agency. You go to a talent agency and you become part of them. They might have a fee, but one thing is for sure, they'll get you gigs. They might be at bars. They might be at clubs, they might be at festivals, but they're going to get you gigs. Talent agencies, a lot of times, also will try to get you deals, record deals. Keep that in mind. Talent agency. So that might want to be your first step. Your second step, if you're already moving forward and putting up big numbers, then you might want a booking agent. So you could be steady having shows, steady touring. Yeah. And then later on, as your career progresses, you surely will run into a manager. Trust me, he's going to show up. He's going to show up in front of you. You're not going to show up in front of him. He's going to show up in front of you. And he's going to take you to the next level. Each of them play a role. Now, one thing is for sure, is that the promoter is not involved in that. The promoter is the guy that pays you. And there you have it. The difference between a booking agent, a manager, and a promoter. All here on the New Artist Recording Hub. We'll be back after this. And if you're a new recording artist in the game and want to be featured on the New Recording Artist Hub, contact us on FutureMusic3000 on Instagram. Send us a DM and we will surely get back to you. We will give you all the exposure you need. We will feature you on this show and many other social media platforms. And don't forget, you're a star. Don't let anybody tell you differently. You're a star. You're a star since the moment you decided to distribute your music to the world. Don't forget, you're a star. And that's why we're here. We're here to make you shine. Don't forget, I'm DotWho.com. See you on the next episode.